The Bush administration says it has cleared the way for a meeting between diplomats from North Korea's mission to the United Nations and former President Bill Clinton's diplomatic troubleshooter Bill Richardson, who's now the New Mexico state governor. U.S. officials say the North Koreans may be carrying a response to this week's U.S. overture for talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program. Officials here say the North Koreans initiated the contact with Governor Richardson, who then called Secretary of State Colin Powell and gained his permission for the diplomats to travel from New York to New Mexico. The United States and North Korea do not have diplomatic relations, and State Department approval is required for that country's diplomats to travel beyond the New York area. It's understood that the North Koreans are carrying an official message, possibly a response to the U.S. offer for talks contained in a joint U.S.-South Korean-Japanese policy statement issued Tuesday. At a briefing, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the administration is anxious to hear whether Pyongyang is ready to undo nuclear steps since October that have drawn international condemnation and created a diplomatic crisis.
We'll see what they have to communicate to Governor Richardson, if it is a more thought-out response, if it does indicate that they're prepared to promptly and verifiably dismantle their nuclear enrichment program, then it would be interesting. If it's not, it's not. If it is, it is.
Mr. Richardson was former President Clinton's U.N. ambassador and also carried out a number of sensitive diplomatic missions to North Korea and elsewhere during the past administration. Mr. Boucher said the Bush White House is not upset that the North Koreans have reached out to a figure from the Clinton administration, saying what they have to say is more important than who they say it to. Tuesday's joint statement said the United States is willing to talk to Pyongyang, but will not provide inducements for it to live up to its existing nuclear commitments. It also reaffirmed President Bush's statement that the United States poses no threat to and has no intention of invading North Korea. The administration has rejected Pyongyang's demand for a non-aggression treaty between the two countries as a way out of the current crisis. But as did Secretary of State Powell in a Washington Post newspaper interview Thursday, spokesman Boucher indicated that U.S. security assurances short of a treaty might be possible.
Whether there is something in between that might be done or not, we'll see. But the issue, as I said, for us, is North Korea meeting its obligations. We've made that abundantly clear. We've made it clear it's for them to meet their obligations. But that doesn't rule out that some way might be found to